Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading titled, The God of All Our Days, was written by Jennifer Benson Schult. After an unsuccessful surgery, Joan's doctor said she'd need to undergo another operation in 5 weeks. As time passed, anxiety built. Joan and her husband were senior citizens, and their family lived far away. They'd need to drive to an unfamiliar city and navigate a complex hospital system, and they'd be working with a new specialist. Although these circumstances seemed overwhelming, God took care of them. During the trip, their car's navigation system broke down, but they arrived on time because they had a paper map. God supplied wisdom. At the hospital, a Christian pastor prayed with them and offered to help later that day. God provided support. After the operation, Joan received good news of a successful surgery. While we won't always experience healing or rescue, God is faithful and always close to vulnerable people, whether young or old or otherwise disadvantaged. Centuries ago, when captivity in Babylon had weakened the Israelites, Isaiah reminded them that God had upheld them from birth and would continue to care for them. Through the prophet, God said, "Even to your old age and gray hairs, I am He. I am He who will sustain you." God will not abandon us when we need Him the most. He can supply our needs and remind us He's with us at every point in our lives. He's the God of all our days. Our Daily Bread's devotional scripture reading today is from Isaiah chapter 46, verses 4 through 7. Even to your old age and gray hairs, I am He. I am He who will sustain you. I have made you, and I will carry you. I will sustain you, and I will rescue you. With whom will you compare me or count me equal? To whom will you liken me that we may be compared? Some pour out gold from their bags and weigh out silver on the scales. They hire a goldsmith to make it into a god, and they bow down and worship it. They lift it to their shoulders and carry it. They set it up in its place, and there it stands. From that spot, it cannot move. Even though someone cries out to it, it cannot answer. It cannot save them from their troubles. Let's pray. Father God, thank you for being trustworthy and kind, the God of all our days. Help us to lean on you when we're feeling uncertain about the future and rest in the knowledge that you love us and will care for our every need. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Thank you for listening today. My name is Brenna Holsklaw, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.